Hi, I'm Melanie Patterson from Christchurch in New Zealand.
Doug Prinsker from Pretoria.
Anand Reddy from India.
Sue Crawford from Pietermaritzburg.
Patrick Miner from Nairobi, Kenya.
Krizal Roberts from Standerton in Mpumalanga.
I'm Brigitte Seipestein from Vrucht, the Netherlands.
Andre from Brisbane.
I'm Ben Wane from Botswana.
Jim Panton from Edinburgh in Scotland.
Christine from Cape Town in South Africa. And you're listening to Ride with Coach Parry.
Welcome back onto the next edition of Ride with Coach Parry. I'm Brad Brown. We've got our cycling coach, Devlin Eden, with us once again. And a great question that was asked in the forums on the Coach Parry online training platform about a stage race that's happening 8 months from now. And somebody asking, how do they go about approaching it? Dev, great to have you back on. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Brad. How's it going?
Dev, awesome. And this is a great question because 8 months away is a long time, and particularly if it's a big stage race and there's lots of prep to do, always better to have too much time than too little. But difficult to approach in a sense like this for a couple of reasons. First of all is, how do you structure your program, your training program, to get there? But also, how do you not ensure that you don't get burnt out in the process? So let's start with the sort of structuring the training and the build up. 8 months away, it's a long time, but you've got to start laying that foundation now.
Yeah, very true. So look, Brad, I actually had a similar question for a client that's also training the same Dinko Pioneer, I think it is, in October, and she was really worried about what should she be doing now already. The answer is quite simple. So everything that you do now has an effect and is building up towards the big goal that far down the line. However, as we start talking structure of training, we also need to keep in mind that that is a long time to be focusing on one particular thing and trying to build it. So my suggestion would actually be to maybe look for one or two goal races a little bit earlier and start to set benchmarks earlier that we can focus on now. A typical structured training program, though, will also have various build phases in that between now and 8 months down the line. So you'll also probably have some time off the bike. You'll also have go back into one or two maybe base phases again, depending on what level you're at and how long each of those base phases will actually be. So I think we need to be a little bit cautious about trying to focus everything right now already on training for that event, because it is a long time and your head can get a little bit caught up in things. And it also, big events tend to consume our lives as well a little bit. So I think just take a deep breath, step back a little bit. Trust the process that is in place. So if you are following a program, understand that everything that you are doing now is leading towards that event. It has that in mind. But in the meantime, we're also trying to build on a couple of things to make sure that we're not burning you out before that event. Building slowly is always going to be better than trying to cram, obviously, later in time. So like you said, we do have a lot of time. We can get a lot in. But we can also get a couple of build phases in where each phase we're improving on the last phase and getting a proper foundation laid.
Yeah, Dev, I love how you broke that up, because I think it is so important. And here at Coach Parry, we work with a lot of cyclists who are training for multi-day stage races, but we also work with lots of triathletes who are perhaps training for an Ironman or an ultra runner who's training for Two Oceans or a Comrades, as an example. And it's you talk about the sort of fatigue of just focusing on that one thing for a long period of time, and we see it in all of those disciplines, that if that's all you're thinking about for 8 or 10 or 12 months, by the time you get a month away, 2 months away from race day, you are absolutely sick and tired of what you're doing. And sometimes, as you say, it's better to focus on the smaller chunks. And I always say to people that if you focus and get the little pieces done, the big ones will take care of themselves. So as much as you're training for that big race, there are steps that are going to take you to reach that goal. And all you need to do is focus on those little steps, and you'll arrive much fresher mentally. Because at the end of the day, those big stage races, as much as they're a physical challenge, they're just as much a mental challenge. And if your head's not in it, you're in for a long one.
Yeah, that's so true. And I think, like you say, achieve the smaller goals and the bigger ones will come. It also, when you start talking the mental game of things, is it just keeps building confidence as well. When you are focusing on just one thing and you start to get tired, you do get to a point where there's a high risk of you getting to a point of overtraining as well, because now everyone starts to cramp because it might be the first time you've done a big stage race, whatever it might be. So we tend to overtrain a little bit and we tend to do things too hectically. And then, like you say, you come a month out of it and all you want is actually just to get on that race, the start line, and just get the thing done. Because, and you then start to take the enjoyment of the preparation and the training as well as the event itself out of it. So you do need to break it up. You need to build confidence by making sure that you're hitting smaller milestones along the way. And that's by the time you get there, you are fresh. You're ready to rock and roll and hopefully have a good race.
Absolutely. Well, Dev, as always, great to catch up. Don't forget, if you'd like to find out more about what we do here at CoachParry.com, all you need to do is head over to this URL, okay? It is CoachParry.com/cycling. We've got an unbelievable training platform. There are heaps of training programs that you can get access to right away. You get access to Devlin and the rest of our coaches, and there's a whole lot more in there as well, all accessible through our web browser or through our very, very easy-to-use iOS and Android apps. You can go and check out all those details right now. Just head over to CoachParry.com/cycling. Dev, until next time, it's cheers.
Good to see you, Brad.